guess what?
What?
We bugged Mr. Blake's cell and we heard him talking to his lawyer. You see, we took the mic
and we hit it up at the cell window. Wait a minute. What are you talking about?
We bugged Mr. Blake's cell.
You what?
We bugged the cell with Arm's tape recorder. Just listen to this, Paul.
I can't listen to that.
But, Paul.
Opie, I can't listen to that. I'm not permitted.
But, Paul, you don't understand.
Opie, I can't listen to this. Now, I told you about eavesdropping.
But, Paul, this is different.
Yes, it's worse. You overheard a conversation that was supposed to be private. Now, I can't be a party to that.
But, Paul, if you just listen to this...
Opie, I can't listen.
Paul, you're erasing the tape.
That's what I mean to do. You bugged a conversation between a lawyer and his client. Now, that's violating one of the most sacred rights of privacy.
But, Paul...
No buts.
But if it helps the law...
Opie, the law can't use this kind of help.
There you go. And that's the type of stuff that was on TV in the 50s and 60s. And now look where we are. We knew every totalitarian system that killed hundreds of millions of people in the last century pushed this type of garbage. I mean, you want to live in hell on earth, folks? You get rid of privacy because bad people will use it to screw you over every time. It's the Ring of Mordor. It cannot be used for good. It will always turn bad 10, 20 times what you use it for good. And it's evil if you study history. It'll work right up front, and you'll think it's great, and you'll start using it more, and then it's over. And by the way, I just mentioned this earlier, and they found some news articles and put them on screen for TV viewers. For radio listeners, I'm going to read these headlines for you so you can go see it for yourself. I learned about this more than 10 years ago from an industry insider we had on the show. And then now it's been in the news the last few years. But you know Amazon can predict what you're going to buy off your habits before you buy it and before you even know you're going to buy it. Now, that's beyond NSA. And that's why they're partnering with Amazon at the NSA and CIA. Here's the headline. Websites vary prices, deals based on users' information. The London Evening Standard. Online shoppers pay more if spy software shows they're well off. As an online retailer, folks, I could partner with companies and pay them a percentage of profit and do this to people with algorithms that know what you'll pay so when you come there, the numbers change. We've talked to industry folks. We'd probably increase profits 80-something percent the first year. I'm at a disadvantage. I will not commit what I know is a crime, even if the government says it's okay against people. Even though it would fund our operation, I could put the Ring of Mordor on right now and be more powerful. But it would turn bad down the road. But now we're just so inundated by it, it soon will be obsolete, won't be able to operate. Because soon the whole system's based on this. I'll have to go out and be Amish to not be part of it. It takes you voting with your dollars and saying no. And I'm going to explain something. At home and at our office, and I try to remind the guys to do this one, that we need to use travel agents. My crew's too busy to be doing it. I'm sending three people to Switzerland, on the edge of Switzerland, the last time was in Switzerland in Europe. Well, England before that. I'm sending three crew members to Austria. And the difference in plane tickets, if you clear your cookies, because they know we buy a lot of plane tickets. And in the past, we just didn't understand this, or I didn't tell people. We'd pay whatever it was saying and wouldn't shop too much. And it's algorithms across platforms. You can be on British Airways. You can go to another site and put it in there. It knows who you are. It applies it. And it's the same price. You go clear your cookies. You go protect your identity. It's 5, 10, sometimes 15 times cheaper. Do you understand the magnitude? People say, I don't care if they're spying on me. I have nothing to hide. That's like saying, I don't lock my doors. I have nothing to hide. I don't pull my shades down. I have nothing to hide. I don't have a gate around my house. I have nothing to hide. I don't put a fence around my cows. I have nothing to hide. They're going to walk off and fall in ditches and get run over. We have barriers to protect ourselves. I mean, you spy on the government, you get espionage charges. They spy on us, it's no big deal. Corporations, you spy on them, you get arrested. They spy on you, it's no big deal. And it's because if we could almost double our profits screwing you like this, can you imagine everybody else just says, yes, 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 yes. Yeah, you can go out right now and partner with companies with your shopping carts to screw people. And most people just do it. In fact, I've had people tell me I'm a chump when I talk to consultants and folks, top people, that I won't do this. They go, well, everybody's doing it. Well, everybody was cutting children's hearts out, 600 years ago in Mexico City and eating children. And they were doing it in Europe, too. I'm not doing it. Sure, everybody in Sodom and Gomorrah was raping kids. I ain't doing it. You got it? I'm not taking a microchip. I'm not taking your vaccines. I'm not eating your GMO. And I'm not drinking your fluoride. You got it? I know it's a takeover. I know it's evil. I know it's bad. And yes, I'm frustrated. We could use those millions of dollars to fund the operation. But I cannot engage in criminal activity. And I sit here and watch all these immoral people taking over as they screw everybody. And they do it because the public's lazy and takes it. Don't you people want to get plane tickets for 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 12 times cheaper? Don't you want train tickets cheaper? Don't you want video games cheaper? Don't you want... No, you won't even do it to save money. You love getting screwed. Because... you kill your own babies, and so you want to kill yourself. Your brain's powerful. You decide to be lazy and dumb and kill your babies. Your brain wants you dead. Your subconscious goes, this is a piece of crap. I want to die. So you're a loser. You get into being losers. Excuse me. See, I try not to get mad because it exhausts me. It makes me so angry. It makes me so angry that I've got to spend so much time trying to raise money to fund this operation when I should be spending it on fighting the globalists. And then I watch all these people, these soulless, moralist people screwing everyone. I mean, there used to be laws about manipulating prices at stores and putting up signs and changing them, and it's called false advertising. And this is still illegal what they're doing, just no one's standing up to them. You want to know why they hate me and attack me all over the news every day? Because I know what they're doing, people. And it ain't hard. I read the news and I run a major operation. I live it. You know, I could go join these people right now. The establishment's reaching out to me right now to go join them. And let me tell the establishment something. Never over my dead body, and I know that's what it comes down to, I will never join with the devil. I will never be part of hurting innocents. I will never be part of being a bully and screwing people over. I want to empower this species. That's the big payoff. I want my progeny with your progeny going into the future as an incredible species, not a bunch of backstabbing crap. Excuse me. I want to air this Fukushima update, and yes, it's also about funding our operation. It's a win-win. I'm going to skip the network break because I've gone too long here. I'm going to settle down. I wasn't going to air this probably today, but I need to take a break. It's about an 8-minute video. We're going to air this, and I'm going to try to settle down. I'm going to walk around, get some water to drink, and then we're going to come back and just get into all the rest of the news. But, I mean, it just, do you understand? It's not just if you're, quote, I saw idiots in the comments of these articles going, good, screw the rich people. Oh, yeah. They know if you're blue collar what you'll pay. They know if you're middle class how to cheat you. It might just be a dollar. It might be $10. It's AI screwing you. Just like criminals use your Facebook when you say, I'm going out of town for a week, here's my new Christmas gift, this 80-inch TV, and they come rob you. It's not that you have nothing to hide. It's that people will use your information to screw you over.